this. But let it be completely honest between you and Haridasa Vajra, the best servant of Lord Hari. Pray to the holy names too. Express your aspirations, your desires, and your chanting. If you like. But let it be honest and sincere. That's all. When you're finished, you can face this way. And this is really what I wanted to especially focus on in the remainder of this class, which isn't very much, and tomorrow, the Sikshastakam, Sikhastak, and also about prayer. Because the next verse that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, I'll try my best at the Bengali, Kohite Kohite Prabodha Dainya Badila, that after he spoke what he previously spoke, then Prabhu, in great, his humility, his dainya, his humility increased. And Shuddha Bhakti Krishna Tani Magite Lagila. And he began to pray from Krishna for pure devotional service, free from any other desire other than to please Krishna. And the word Shuddha Bhakti Krishna Tani, from Krishna, and then Magite Lagila, began to pray. But Magila literally means beg. Because sometimes our prayers are grounded to the earth, so to speak. They're not fully sincere or going upward to the spiritual realm. And therefore, we wonder why they're not answered. But Mahaprabhu was begging for pure devotional service. He was teaching. He was begging for pure devotional service. And this is going to be reflected in the next verse that he's going to recite, the fourth verse of Sikhastakam, which maybe we won't read today. But the idea is but the more sincere our longing and desire is, the more power or the more our prayer will be heard. Like, what did Prabhupada liken chanting to in his first recording? Yes. Now, are there any babies in the room that the mother could pinch? That was a joke, by the way. I wasn't really... because when a baby cries, everyone's attention, when there's a sincere cry and the mother knows, can hear the difference between a fully sincere cry when the baby really wants his mother and won't satisfy he or she for anything else. He cries with this particular potency that everyone's mind must go there. And if we can call out to Krishna, pray and chant with a calling out, begging, praying, begging, then Krishna must come. So what is the prayer of a devotee? It's that he's recognizing that he lacks something that he deeply wants. So if there's no deep want, then there's no question of feeling a great lack, meaning that you don't have it. If you don't want it, then whether you have it or not doesn't really matter very much. But when you want something so much and then you feel you don't have it, and it is the nature of devotional service, as Prabhupada explains, or actually Kaviraj Goswami explains in the next verse, he'll explain, the natural symptom is a devotee doesn't think himself a devotee. He always thinks that he has not even a drop of devotion for Krishna. Because being a devotee is being completely devoted. Maybe you could ask them to change the channel on there. Could you do that? No, not there, but I think it's coming from... Never mind, it's gone. For a moment. See how easily I was distracted? And that's what's going on in my mind all the time. One radio station after the next, or one internet channel or something, or this is going on. Because every interaction, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur speaks about this, every interaction with the material energy causes an entanglement and further interactions. An interaction with the material energy, every interaction with the material energy that doesn't see its connection with Krishna causes further entanglement. That's how Krishna conscious we have to be not entangled in the material world. And therefore Mahaprabhu speaks about Kirtaniya Siddhahari, and all the acharyas speak about always chanting or always having the consciousness absorbed in Krishna. And that's why Mahaprabhu, we read yesterday, he told all those devotees, everyone who Nabadweep, the day he was taking sannyas, he told them, ki sayane, ki bojane, kiba jagarane, iha aha nisha, Krishna chinta, malaha, badane. That whether you're eating or sleeping, or when you're awake, always think about Krishna, always chant Krishna's names. So it's not a fanaticism. Rather, it's to keep us away from entanglement in the material energy, because every interaction with the material energy by material consciousness causes a further reaction, causes us to think this, and then causes us to think that, and causes us to think this. So therefore, this would be such a wonderful self-improvement attempt if everyone who was at the retreats would say, I'd really like to chant always Krishna's holy names while I'm here during this time. And then be conscious of when you're not chanting and, oh, I'm not chanting, and what am I thinking? And then when that consciousness is there, then realizing that I need so much mercy to be able to be unentangled and to do what to speak of, to develop love for Krishna, what to speak of, not continuously criticizing devotees in my mind, what to speak of not having, contemplating the objects of the senses. I need so much mercy. Then you turn to Krishna. How can I, unless you're merciful to me, how can I succeed? Daivi esha gunamayi mama maya dirateya. Only if you're merciful to me. And this is the mood of introspection, the attempt, the reflection, the turning, the again turning, praying more deep. And then, amazingly enough, as it said, this verse, this really struck me. I mentioned it before. Lamentation and humility before Mahaprabhu's verse of Nam Namakari Bahuda Niva Shakti. Lamentation and humility awoke within Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he began reciting another of his own verses. And by hearing the meaning of that verse, one can forget all unhappiness and lamentation. And the meaning of that verse is that Krishna has put all his potency in his holy names. He is there in his holy names. And you can take those holy names with you everywhere, continuously. But unfortunate as I am, I don't do that. I commit offenses and I don't become attached. I become attached to so many things, but not to this, not to the holy names. So take that unhappiness and lamentation to Krishna in prayer. Unless you're merciful to me, what hope do I have? I'll make my attempt, but require your mercy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Okay. Chant for another few minutes. Take out your beads or chant. Find some point that it seemed important to you and try to see what you desire. Ask yourself, what do I want? And then ask yourself, what do I really want? And chant. Okay. There's 10 more minutes in our class time. Please turn to someone, one person next to you, and just speak about what is important to you in chanting, just for 10 minutes, and then I'll tell you what happens next after that. But begin, please, right now, because we have 10 minutes. Just turn to someone right next to you, one person, or if there's not one person, it can be a group of three, and just speak about chanting and what it means to you right now. Everyone find something, someone to speak to. Thank you. What is important to you about the holy names right now? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Class is officially over, but two simple announcements. but very important announcements that right now for until 1 o'clock when prasadam will be served, we'll have a wonderful kirtan, and everyone is welcome to stay for the kirtan. And second, that our Satchinanda Maharaj's class begins at 3:30. So after you take prasadam, rest as required or whatever. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Everyone who is talking, go into the corner right now. Off with their heads. Maybe not so heavy. But at 3:30, there's class. Maharaj is giving class. And everyone be there rested and digested and awake and fully present. Okay, thank you very much, Hare Krishna. Thank you for your kind participation and listening, Hare Krishna. So please let the kirtan begin. Brahmatirtha, what are you doing? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Dhamma, Hare Dhamma, Dhamma Dhamma, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Dhamma, Hare Dhamma. Dhamma, Dhamma, Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Dhamma, Hare Dhamma, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Dhamma, Hare Dhamma, Hare Dhamma, Dhamma, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, 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 Hare.
All together again, everyone.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare. Krishna.
and again, all together.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Krishna, Krishna.
And again, everyone.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, oh, Hare Krishna, oh, Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, oh, Hare.
And again, all together.
Hare
Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Hare. Again, everyone, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan. Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan. Jai Go Hariba, 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 Go Da Hariba, Hariba, Hariba. Nitai Go Da Hariba, 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 Go Da Hariba. Jai Jai Prabhu. Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Jai Prabhupada.
Sri Harinam Prabhu Ki Jai, Shri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai. Radha Govinda ki jai, Shishi Radhe Shyam ki jai, Sri Vrindavan Dham ki jai, Shri Giriraj Govardhan ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande.
Thank you.